Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. It's a beautiful day out there. It feels great to be out there, so enjoy it while we can. Now, before the break, we were talking with Ken, and I cut him right off at the end there. I didn't want to have him start talking and then have to go to break here. So you had another question that you wanted to ask.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
Yeah, we have put a couple of garden beds to rest for the summer.
Okay.
One is ground level, the other is elevated, and we covered it with a manure.
Okay.
And then covered with, you know, sheet plastic to kill the weed growth.
Perfect.
Should we till that under in the fall or in the spring as we plant?
Probably do spring.
Spring, okay.
Right, before just... Go ahead.
Keep it covered over the winter?
I would, because what it's doing is it's also, it's keeping it, it's cooking any of those weed seeds that are there.
Right.
But it's also basically composting what you've put there a little bit more.
Right.
Right. Warming it up, getting it to what it needs to be. And I think to start the season, you know, when you take that black plastic off, you're going to notice that not all of it is right there. You know, all the amendment that you've put, it's kind of washed into it a little bit, but I think it's definitely going to be worth tilling at that point.
Right. Keep it covered over the winter. Okay.
Yes.
Third question. We had some maple trees taken down out in the front yard. The area gets full sun. We did stump grinding, but probably no more than a foot down. And we're talking one of them probably 10 years ago, one probably 5 years ago. And it is still a difficult area to maintain grass in. There have been some bare spots that have been persistent even after aerating and adding an amendment. Any suggestions?
Yeah, have you done anything when it with the soil tests at all?
No.
Okay, so I would look at maybe doing a soil test on there.
Okay.
Just to see what's going on underneath.
Right. They're small bare patches, but they're persistent. You know, I've been at it year after year, and it defeats me every year.
Gotcha. So I think it probably, you know, there's obviously some things that could be going on in that area. Maybe it's a little bit of compaction. Maybe it is... Maybe the nutrients are just not there, or maybe they're stuck. So that's where that soil test comes in. The soil test kind of tells us where the nutrient levels are, and it kind of tells us where we need to go.
Okay.
Right.
All right.
That's the biggest thing we're kind of looking for, is just saying, all right, what's going on there to cause this? I wouldn't be surprised if it has something to do with, you know, trapped nutrients kind of being stuck there. It's also, you know, when they did the stump grinding, did they go like 6-8 inches below the ground?
Yeah, we did. We did it ourselves with a rental machine.
Okay.
Maybe 6 inches.
Okay. You know, some of these, some of the outer roots might have, for a little bit, continued to grow. So that could be one of the reasons why some of it was at first that way. But for it to continue for a couple years, I think something else is going on there. I think adding amendments is going to help. Adding, and getting the samples looked at is something that I think you should do.
All right. Thank you, Patrick. Appreciate it.
All right, Ken. You have a great rest of your
day.
You
too. Enjoy the weather.
Yeah, good try.
All right, bye.
All right, bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And it is a beautiful day out there. Great day to get out and enjoy the weather. You know, maybe today's a good day to mow the lawn. We've had tons of rain. It probably needs to get taken care of, right? But you know, it's the time of the season where we're used to it being a lot warmer than it is, right? So then it is going to be this week. I should finish my statement instead of just saying that it's been so warm the past couple of weeks. The next 2 weeks are looking like it's going to cool down, right? So comparatively, in the 70s, maybe low 80s, but mostly 70s, where at night the temperature is going to be cooler. So you're going to notice our plants are going to probably kick back a little bit. Some of the ones that just seem like they might have been stressed. Right, your plants that are out in the yard that might be flagging often because of the fact that it's so hot that they need more water, that's might not going to happen, right? So you're going to start to notice things almost change, like a change of season, because of it being that way, you know, based on what I see, at least 10 days. Now, obviously, it can all change because it changes so often, the weather does. But I think it's... you know, just something to keep in mind right now and look at and say, all right, what's going to change? What can I do to make it work? So we'll figure it out as time permits. But in the meantime, we do have a call on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Bud is in Maine.
Bud, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Hey, good morning.
Got a question about... the crabgrass thing here. I am saturated with crabgrass right now. I have a couple large areas of my lawn that were previously devastated by grubs last fall. And okay. I didn't do anything as far as trying to rejuvenate those this spring. And now they are just completely all crabgrass. I got out of several areas around my lawns here. I probably have almost a half an acre of just crabgrass. Now, should I kill all of that crabgrass? I heard you talking with a gentleman earlier about killing it with a... you know, like a Roundup or something like
yep.
that. I've got to get rid of the darn crabgrass. Should I do something like that this year, or maybe just let Mother Nature take care of it over the winter and start in the spring?
So I would be looking at doing something now, because the main reason for that... is these weed seeds could, one, overwinter, and two, could still be there in the spring, right? And I don't want it to affect you to affect you long term, and I think that's what it would do. So just that's why I would want you to look at cleaning it up the best you could,
mm-hmm.
right? And is that if it's a total kill, which I think it is, using something like a cleanup to get rid of everything.
Right.
Whereas if there was some lawn there, that's when you would use that Weed Beater Ultra or something like that to help save some of the lawn that's already there.
Yes.
So that's what we're looking to do. So I think
now after killing this crabgrass off, I would assume after I kill all that off, there's going to be a lot of debris left in the ground, on the ground.
Yep.
And so I have to get rid of that, correct?
Yeah, you got to do the best you can to get rid of it, right? You don't want it just sitting there. The thing about it is a lot of it is, a lot of it's going to die back anyways to the ground, so it's not going to be as much of a worry. But just try to get what you can out, and I think that's going to help benefit you with the long term there.
Yeah, okay. I'll try that and see. it just bothers me to have to snap from scratch and something.
Yeah. I gotta take a break. If you want to hang tight with Ken, we'll be back.
Yeah, okay, I'll hang on.
Are you looking for one product that will control your insect problems around the house, on your lawn, in the flower beds, or the vegetable garden? Well, Bonide has the answer. Bonide 8 Insect Control will control most common home, lawn, and garden insect problems. 8 is effective against more than 100 insects that destroy trees, shrubs, lawns, flowers, and vegetables. It can even be used indoors on houseplants. 8 will kill on contact, repel insects for up to 30 days. 8 is available in a dust, a concentrate, and a convenient ready-to-use spray.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. And before the break, we were talking, with Bud, in regards to the you know, renovation of the lawn. And it's not fun, obviously, but just the way the weather has been going, I really feel as though you might need to, you know, this renovation thing is huge because my lawn is just covered the same way. And I put grass seed down recently, you know, a month ago, hoping to get it to fill in, and all it is crabgrass. And it's almost like total renovation is just the way to go to make it so that it is successful. Because it just feels like it, nothing is going to change it. And, the soil sampling is probably something to take a look at, too. But just based on the amount of weeds you have, you can kind of say, all right, maybe it does have issues such as, acidic soil or compact soil, which is causing some of these weeds to grow. Because weeds do grow mostly in soil that is missing something, right? It's not just like it's going to grow, in perfect conditions. That's one of the things we want to do with a lawn, is get the conditions better for grass to grow versus weeds.
Exactly.
And for the grass to grow, we're looking at that pH level of being at a better level of between like a 6.3 and a 6.7. Might not have that in the lawn, which could cause the weeds to go in there. You could have, the trees that were there. What kind of trees were they that you cut down?
I didn't cut down any trees.
I'm thinking of the last call. I apologize. Yeah. I'm mixing everything up. I appreciate that. But those areas, that's what could cause it. So. The nutrients could just be trapped, and I think we just have to look at it as a whole and say, it's not just about killing the weeds. It's about sweetening up the soil, making it better, stronger. So that's where the amendments come in. That's where, you know, a lime comes in. So I think that's where you need to go forward with.
Yeah. Okay, Patrick, along with this, to back up previously about the grubs from last year, I guess causing most of this problem to happen, I did get a chance along towards the latter part of June to cover a lot of my grass areas with Bayer Advanced, I think, grub killer. Season-long grub killer. That's what it was. I put quite a bit of that on different areas of the lawn. I hope that takes care of my grub problem this year. Of course, I probably won't know here for another month. Everything is so green this year. I don't have a bit of brown on my lawn, of course, because of all the way the weather has been. But anyway, this crabgrass is very frustrating. I know that. It's very frustrating. I do have another question. Before I go on that, the crabgrass thing here, what would you recommend to use in my spot areas where I got to kill crabgrass on the lawn?
So there is a product out there from Bonide. It's a Weed Beater Plus with crabgrass control. You can purchase it right with a hose end and then spray the lawn down. And that will work in about 10 to 14 days. Sometimes what it does is it you know, it's a contact killer, so it'll kill what's there. So you might have to spray a second time in order to get rid of anything that hadn't completely germinated or wasn't ready. And then, you know, you can reseed usually in those areas in about 14 days.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So it's perfect timing right now to get rid of that crabgrass, because what it's going to do is, in about a month's time here, so if you have to put the application down twice, in a month's time, it's the perfect time of year to reseed. And so it's going to benefit you by doing it this way.
Yep.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
All right, buddy.
Yep.
Have a great rest of your day. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Be back in a few.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
Do you want the perfect lawn this year? It all starts by using the best grass seed available. Bonide makes that happen with DuraTurf grass seed. Bonide is using the best varieties of grass seed available today. When you start using Bonide Full Sun, Sun or Shade, Dense Shade grass seed mixes, you will have a lawn that is self-repairing, disease and insect resistant, and will grow in poor soil. So don't wait. Get that perfect lawn started this weekend.
Update. This Sunday morning, some of the hot spots across our country, well, folks are finally in for some cooler weather. Here's correspondent Jim Forbes with the great news.
Forecasters say cooler temperatures will be felt Sunday in the Ohio Valley, Mid-Atlantic, and Northeast, where strong storms are possible. Cooler weather is also in the forecast in the northern plains toward the Midwest on Monday and Tuesday. The Southwest is expected to remain in a heat wave for several days. I'm Jim Forbes.
Turning now to politics, President Biden on vacation at his beach home in Delaware. But Republicans who want to win the White House in 2024 are very busy on the campaign trail. Miami Mayor Francis Suarez, Doug Burgum, and former Vice President Mike Pence all in Iowa. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis campaigning in New Hampshire. Meanwhile, former President Trump speaking to support.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. It is a beautiful day out there right now. Going to be a great day. I mean, the temperatures right now are ideal. All right, this is the ideal conditions, really. It is a beautiful, like I said, beautiful day. Great day to work outside. Get some of those things that you haven't been able to get done the past couple weeks, right? I'm sure in certain areas weeds are just getting crazy because, you know, it seems like all it's doing is raining, right? All it's doing. So, you know, maybe you're taking care of that. Maybe you're doing, you know, maybe you're mowing. Maybe you're just relaxing out in the backyard. But it's a great day to do it. If you're looking at doing some work out there, you know, anything can be done still out there. You know, we're just not looking at doing some crazy pruning. We're looking to do some cleanups. Maybe, you know, take a look at your trees in the yard. See if there's any dead or damaged branches. Try to get rid of those because, you know, the wet weather, the moisture, all of those things could cause some of your branches to fall. Could have some issues that way, right? Maybe it's checking on the garden and saying, all right, can I, you know, is any of these plants still going? Is there issues? What can I do? Maybe it's taking a look at the garden and saying, I might want to renovate this in the fall. You know, we're a month away. Do you say, I'm going to cut this plant, I'm going to do this plant, I'm going to do this plant? So those are things to be thinking about. Excuse me. So I'd definitely love for you to take a look and say, what can I do? Not necessarily today, but what can I do for the future and get ready for that next season because it's definitely going to be worth it this year. Because you're noticing a lot of growth on the plants, obviously, with this rain. But we want to continue that. And maybe it's getting some perennials split this fall, getting planting beds ready, right? Maybe it's just looking at everything and saying, ah, you know what? I'm going to redo this, or I'm going to just keep it the same. You know, I said a few times, getting soil samples are definitely the way to go this time of year, so we know what's going on in the soil. And by doing it now, if you're doing a reno in the lawn, or even in a garden or an area, you'll know what's going on in time for it to be fall season for you. So really, we're not just thinking about the future of the area, we're thinking about, you know, the here and now. What's the goals? The other thing, take a look at some of your plants for insects or diseases. Right now, you know, with the amount of heat that we had, plus rain at night, heat, rain, funguses are still all over the place. It's something to keep in mind. You know, are we spraying? Are we doing something? How bad is it? You know, you'll start to see more of it now that the rain won't be as much, so it'll actually be able to form a little bit more, like your powdery mildews, those types of things, because it almost feels as though some of that rain's washing it off, right? If you haven't had it yet, you still could get it. It doesn't mean with the temperature change and all this that the diseases aren't going to be there like it because of the non-humidity. I think it's still going to start showing some of these funguses in the lawn, in the garden. So keep an eye on those things. Today's a good day to observe that and see what's going on. See if you can thin out some of the leaves on some of your, you know, tomato plants, your squash, your peppers, those types of things. So those are some things to keep in mind. Now, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And it's just getting out there today is going to be a good day. There's lots of growth going on out there that you could be taking care of. You know, the paniculata hydrangeas, right? I don't know if you noticed it out there or not, but I'm noticing it because of the rain, because of the ideal weather conditions for these guys. They're getting bigger and almost flopping over on all of them. It's crazy how big some of the paniculata type hydrangeas have gotten in the area. So is it pruning back some of it? Maybe. Is it tying some of them up to keep them a little tighter, a little higher? Maybe today's a good day to look at that. All right, we don't want to cause more damage by these plants, you know, kind of leaning over and then eventually snapping or breaking. We want to keep an eye on those types of things. Right, there are a bunch of those trees out there right now that are in just full bloom. Trees, shrubs, etc. You know, another one, the hibiscus, the Rose of Sharon. Those are really starting to bloom and really starting to fill in. Right, those are. Ones that we have the late season blooms, right? My yard, there's a number of them starting to come into full bloom at this point. And now in the neighbors, etc. Maybe yours are starting to pop up. Maybe take a look at those. See, maybe you can add some of those to the garden. Maybe you can put them in the, you know, different areas. But in general, cleanups right now, kind of the way to go, just to keep everything kind of going. Clean the veggie gardens a little bit and think about what else you could be doing. Like I've said a number of times, a lot of people are looking at their veggie gardens. What can I do? Well, soil samples I know I keep saying it, but it is so important to know what's going right and what's going wrong. We always look to get a soil sample because something's going wrong. But if your garden's doing the right thing this year and everything's thriving, maybe seeing what the perfect nutrients are in it right now so you know how to keep that the same across the board, right? It could mean, like, it could show you that the pH is right and this is that, but you might need to make a slight change and it could be even better. Well, so look for the good things in it, not just looking for the bad when it comes to a soil sample, because the good things are going to allow you to continue with what you're doing and go forward. Now, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we got about an hour and 15 minutes or so left in the show. We'll be now here to answer your questions, do everything we can to help you out as it goes. You know, this last article that was in the newsletter, and one of them was about the oak leaf hydrangea, and the other was about summer flowering weigelia. Now, weigelia is one of my, you know, I'd say it's one of my favorite flowering shrubs, because a lot of them have a darker foliage instead of a green. And that darker foliage during the other times of the year when it's not flowering acts as though it's like a flower, because it's a different color. We always have, everything we have is like green leaves. Adding something like this is pretty cool to get a different color into it. It's like adding, you know, adding, weigelia is a great one. Like I'm talking about adding the ivory halo red twig dogwood, right? With a variegated foliage. It's just got some really cool color. Adding cypress, you know, the yellow gold moth cypress into it. You know, we need to think more about not just looking at when it's going to flower, what else does it give us, right? And throughout the season. Because we know nothing really blooms throughout the season. There are some, don't get me wrong. But, like, you know, our typical foundation plants, our typical plants in the yard, rhododendrons, azaleas, some of those, they're, once they bloom, they're done. What else can we add to it to get the season going? Now, it's also adding the perennials, right? The different season type perennials. So you have spring, summer, fall blooming. But those are things to be thinking about now and saying, you know, what can I add to it? Those are ones that could have full season blooms, right? Look at like a daylily, some of the Stelladora, the Happy Returns, the Rosy Returns, the Return series. Those are going to have multiple blossoms throughout the season. So it's only going to be, you know, beneficial for the color for the year. So just keep that in mind. It's not just a, you know, we're not just looking for one flower. We're looking for other things to fill in the garden. There are a lot of things that are going to start blooming, you know, in August, or starting to bloom now for that month. You know, the echinaceas will start to bloom, or have started to bloom, but will, you know, bloom more proficiently in the next weeks, right? Just keep that in mind, that the seasons that we go through is how you should look at your growing habits, so you can continue to have blooms throughout the season. It's not just a one and done. Now, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're, it's such a beautiful day out there. I just almost want to just jump out there right now to go enjoy it. Waking up this morning, taking the dog out, you know, it was below 60. So you just walk out and it was almost like, ooh, I need a jacket. When in fact, right now it's like, all right, I just want to go sit out there and enjoy it. So know, the seasons are changing, if you will, but I don't think they are. It's weird. It's that heat that we usually have in August happened early. It's all over the place. Our weather is just so crazy. I talked about it in the first hour. Like, Florida and the South has had, like, 4 weeks, in the Tennessee, Alabama, those areas have had, like, warm weather for so long that it's just, it's ridiculous. They can't get out from underneath it. The water temperatures in Florida last week hit 101 degrees. I mean, they say global warming doesn't exist, but how do you explain that one? I don't know. I digress. It's just kind of all over the place that it causes us to just wonder what's the next thing that's going to happen with the environment that's going to cause the changes in our garden. So, anyways, we're going to take a break here. If you have some questions, call us. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. We'll take this break. We'll be back in a few.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
For a beautiful garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Organic Fertilizers by DRAM. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery, ask for Dramatic Organic Fertilizers. Visit us online at DRAM.com. Dramatic Organic for dramatic results.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, we had a call on the line that we couldn't, they had to hang up, but they left their call, their question. And the question was that they had seen a abnormal amount of pine cones in pine trees around them. And they were wondering, you know, there's an old tale that that means a, you know, horrible winter, or, you know, what's going on? What does it really mean? Well, the long and short of it is, this happens every 3 to 5 years or so when the pine trees will have larger production of cones. It has a lot to do with the previous seasons. It's not about what is currently going on. It also means is it's their way of a defense mechanism against insects that feed off of the cones. What they do is they change the amount so it's harder for insects to just go after them. So it seems like, you know, is it one of those ones that is it an old wives' tale? I think it is. But it has a lot to do with the plant protecting itself. It also can show that we've had two. It usually shows that a couple seasons of great growth as well could be part of it. So, not necessarily showing us it's going to be a bad winter. Do I think it's going to be a bad winter? I don't know. If I could answer that, I'd probably try to answer a lot more pressing questions. But I don't have that answer. Anyways, we do have a call on the line, so I want to get to that. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Bill's in Western Mass.
Bill, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can I help you today?
Yeah, I got a couple of questions. One
sure.
about black garlic, and yellow, but just about asparagus.
Okay.
A friend of mine was telling me last year, and he bought some black asparagus from a grocery store. I've never heard of it. Could you tell me about that? If I can plant it in the fall, or
so it's is it black or is it like just a dark purple?
I don't know. She said black garlic. I don't know. Maybe there's no such thing, but that's what she told me.
Well, so there's like a purple that is very deep in that, like a deep color to it.
Okay.
I'd really have to look up a little bit, but from what I know, it's used. That's like the darkest one.
Oh, okay.
The black asparagus, I just...
Oh, no, not black asparagus. I'm just talking about the black garlic for now.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was kind of sitting there saying, this is a new one for me.
Two questions. One black garlic, the other just, regular asparagus, which I'll get to.
Okay. All right. All right. Maybe I need some more coffee. I've already had two large ones here, but maybe I need a little bit more. So you're the black garlic has to do with it's more of some of the what it does for like the healing. It's used as like health benefits for
okay.
it. A lot of it at the time is it's not like black immediately. It's how you do it.
Oh, okay.
It's used as like healing, as like healing type things. The garlic itself, it's the process of getting it to that black garlic. That's where I'm trying to figure out in the process. So, While I'm thinking about that, because I know we're a minute from the break, the asparagus, you're just looking to plant it in the fall?
No, I planted it in the spring, a couple months ago, and it's about a foot tall. My question is, what do I do this fall or from now on? Do I cut it back, cut it down like this fall or anything, or what?
So you just planted, so it's new asparagus.
Right.
Okay. So it's gone through its first season. Right.
Okay.
You kind of. Go ahead.
Oh no! I hear the music.
Okay.
Can wait.
All right. It's definitely so. I can because I want to during that break. I also want to just look at the black garlic a little bit because I think it's the process of creating it that way.
I see.
I'm not on the positive on that one. So let's do this.
Okay.
Hang tight for me on the other side of the break. We'll get some answers. For everybody else, phone number here is 855-660-4261.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.